It's time for the Phenology Show. Phenology is the rhythmic biological nature of events as they relate to climate. And we have had some interesting days over the past week. Some cold temperatures and some strong winds. And it was the strong winds that got me. I was out on my way up to the bog on Sunday morning. The wind was howling, probably blowing at close to 30 miles an hour. And there was nothing to be seen except the fact that this flying snow sort of gave vision to the wind. So where the snow was blowing and drifting, you could literally see where the wind was. And at the edges of some of these places where maybe the snow is coming up over a snowdrift and falling on the other side, curling on the other side, you could see all of the vagaries, all of the complexity of the flow of the wind. And it was fascinating for me. I just was taken by just about every turn. There was something, some little motion in the snow that gave lie to where the wind was, and it was just an interesting day. And I was having that much fun, and there was one animal out there who was also enjoying the strong winds that blew about on Sunday, and that was the raven. Now, I'm not talking about a single raven. I'm talking about just about every raven in Itasca County, probably every raven in northern Minnesota, was out on that Sunday morning playing in the wind. And it just astonishes me, and I've seen this over my entire life. When the wind howls like that in the wintertime and the snow is flying, there invariably are ravens out there playing around. And they bank this way and they soar that way, and they don't really have to flap their wings very much because all they got to do is turn their beaks into the wind, and the force of the wind over their wings will cause them to lift, and a slight adjustment of the feathers on their body will cause them to swoop down. And oh man, it reminded me of like surfers who would go out on the Texas coast when a hurricane was coming ashore because the waves were so big. You know, it's like, why are these birds even out? Every other animal that has any sense at all during that strong wind was hiding somewhere, was under a tree branch or stuck in some little crevice, waiting out the wind, waiting for things to die down. But not the ravens. They were out there just flying about and having the greatest time. It truly amazes me when I see ravens, because they just don't seem to follow the rules that everybody else does. Also this past week, lots of ducks. I saw a flock of ducks flying down the river yesterday. I suspect that they were probably golden eyes. They are the sort of the resident diving ducks that live here in northern Minnesota throughout the winter, wherever there's a little open water. And I haven't seen them, but a number of reports, including Sue Hutchins, Harry's wife, reported 5 trumpeter swans. And Augie reported trumpeter swans over in the Bemidji-Shevlin area. So there are trumpeter swans around, as well as the golden eyes. There's probably a few mallards out there. If you can find the open water, there's probably a couple that haven't gone south and are perfectly happy to be here. My own personal bird feeders turned up a couple of red colors this past week. I've gotten a small group of red poles that have come in, and I have pine grosbeaks, and I've been throwing seeds on the ground and on the snow and on the deck and on a couple of big tree stumps, and the pine grosbeaks really like that. My regular bird feeder has a roof on it, and they don't like eating from a structure with a roof over the top. Occasionally one will land up there, but boy, they don't stay very long. They're pretty jumpy when they're up on that covered feeder. Also, let's see, red poles, pine grosbeaks, they added a touch of red to the feeder. Goldfinches. I still have some goldfinches around. Haven't been intimidated by the pine siskins, who are obviously the little menace of the neighborhood, because I had a great flock of goldfinches earlier this winter, and suddenly they all disappeared and were replaced by pine siskins. I suspect that the pine siskins are just that much more aggressive, and the goldfinches didn't choose to hang out with them. We had 4 inches of snow last week on Thursday, and I measured the snow on Saturday, I think it was, or no, it was Sunday I went out snowshoeing. 22 inches of snow on the ground in the Aspen Maple Woods out in front of my house, and that was a fairly significant amount. This past week on Friday, my neighbor Diet Beer, Marvin's wife, told me that the bald eagle had returned to the nest, and it was Saturday afternoon. I was sitting in my recliner and probably sleeping, but opened my eyes long enough to see a bald eagle fly by. And so the bald eagles have returned to the nest. This is typically the time of year that they do return to their nests. They won't start to lay eggs, do their courtship, build on the nest. Well, they might be building on the nest in the next few weeks, but it'll be mid-March probably before they really settle in and start thinking about raising a family. So keep an eye on your eagle nest if you have one near you. I would expect that they will be probably working on that, working on bringing in new material. I noticed that in the past I've seen a lot of grasses get tugged away from big hay bales out in the field, or just loose nesting grassy materials being picked up by eagles and brought to the nests in late February and early March. And I would think that this year will be not much different from that. Last Sunday, during that really strong breeze, I was noticing, and I think Saturday night, Thursday, Friday, we had 4 inches, and then we got another inch or so on Saturday night. And Sunday morning, I noticed that the snow on the road up to the spruce site was covered with leaves. And it's the marquescent leaves of the ironwoods that were tearing loose in that strong breeze and falling onto the snow. I noticed a lot of other debris on top of the new snow, including little bits of white spruce and balsam branches, some white pine and Norway pine branches, lots of leaves, some seeds. Lots of stuff got shaken loose in that strong wind, but among them were the marquescent leaves of the ironwoods. You'll recall the term marquescent is a botanical term which means withered but persisting. And so any tree out there that is holding its leaves like an ironwood, like an oak, would be described in botanical terms as marquescent. And it simply means withered but persisting, and I like to think of myself as somewhat marquescent. So finally this week, a bit about skunks. And we've talked about skunks in the past and how February is the season that the skunks come out and start moving around. And last week I had mentioned that I hadn't really heard much about skunks. And in the last week, Russ White from the Big Fork area, Dave Mord from west of Alexandria, and Bill Trinan from just south of Grand Rapids all talked to me about skunks. So indeed, skunks have come out and are moving about in the area. And I wrote a little bit about skunks a few years back, and it goes something like this. Smell the fresh air, clear skies, gentle winds, a promise of a warmer day tomorrow. But wait, what's that hint of skunk doing on the wind? Aren't they supposed to be sleeping? Why on earth would they be out wandering around in the snow when it's so difficult to get around with those short legs any time of the year? Let's get one thing straight. We are far more likely to see a skunk out wandering on Groundhog's Day than we are to see a groundhog. In fact, to be totally accurate, we should inquire whether or not the striped skunk has seen his shadow on February 2nd. The groundhog is a true hibernator, and in early February is no closer to consciousness than most high school students during first period classes. Skunks are not true hibernators, given their rather small-c Catholic tastes. When it comes to food, they can find a meal at any time of the year. Spring, summer, or fall, it might be plants, insects, fruits, grubs, amphibians, whatever they might come across. In the winter, it's more apt to be small mammals, frozen fruits, plant matter, or garbage left out by humans. With such a wide diet, skunks may roust themselves from their naps to forage at any time of the year. In February and early March, however, skunks have more than food on their minds. The males begin to wander about in search of females. Males are solitary by nature, while the females tend to be a bit more sociable. Often, females will gather into small groups for warmth throughout the winter. The males are searching for these groups, and once found, will attempt to mate all the females that are receptive. They will remain in close contact with the females to protect their harem. Once the mating is finished, they all go their separate ways. Females may tolerate other females and their offspring, sharing a home range. Males, on the other hand, will be driven from the area. Young skunks are called kits, and a litter may run from 2 to 10, and the average somewhere near the middle. They are born blind and naked in early May, about 2 months after conception. For the next 6 to 8 weeks, they will remain in the den and nurse. Near the middle of June, they will begin to follow their mother on nightly forays as they learn what to eat. Often these young skunks will remain with the mother through the next winter, dispersing in the spring. Don't be fooled by these little fellows. I once found one trapped between the rails of a train track. The skunk was so small it couldn't climb over the rails to escape, so I picked it up to move it away. I was convinced that it was way too small to spray. After all, it was a mere handful, smaller than a red squirrel. Let's just say I left the encounter a wiser, though less aromatic man. Their ability to produce mercaptan, that is sprayed from the two ducts located on either side of their anus, comes just weeks after birth. So, a little bit about skunks. Hope that you don't run across one in the next couple of days. But if you do, know that that little Lothario is on his way to an assignation, and try to avoid him. That's the Phenology Show for this week. We'll talk again next week.